than the blue of the night. The gold.
Welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Vancouver, British Columbia, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, and our talented and charming guests, Ray Milland, Marilyn Maxwell, and Joe Venuti. Now I'd like to present our master of ceremonies for this evening, a man of many parts in the Flickers, and also known to you on the radio as Ross Dolan, detective. Mr. William Gargan, take a bow, Bill. Ready?
Thank you, Bing.
How about this place, Bill, huh?
Oh, wow.
Some crowd. Big place. We better be good. We're quite a target up here.
Well, if they start to get restless, we can go right into a hockey game.
I'll gladly play forward anything you want.
Say, Bing, I don't like to start right off by complaining, but...
Complaining, Bill?
After all, if I'm a master of ceremonies here, I should have introduced you to the folks.
Oh, Bill, they know me. I've been up here before.
Before who?
Before the Indians. Anyway, incidentally, Bill, I got a big thrill a minute ago. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
When Chief Joe Mathias made me an honorary member of the Squamish tribe.
Well, that's right. You are now Chief Thunder Voice.
Yep. Thunder Voice.
Anyway, let me be the first to compliment you on that fancy headdress you're wearing.
It is rather clever, isn't it? Don't you think feathers do something for me?
Oh, you're a smash in that outfit. But I can't figure out whether you remind me of Sitting Bull, or Woody Woodpecker, or Hedda Hopper.
Hedda Hopper. How did we miss you?
Yeah. By the way, Bing, how did they happen to make you an honorary Indian?
Well, Bill, I guess it all goes back to the time when I was run over by a Pontiac. Somehow or other, that must have thrown them a thought.
Say, Bing, you have Indians for neighbors down near your Nevada ranch, don't you?
Oh, yes, indeed we have. Very stylish Indians, too. You know, they have a teepee with hot and cold running water.
You mean to say they have modern plumbing in a teepee?
No, no, that's their kids' names, hot and cold running water. Running waters are a very big family down there.
Bing, don't you think it's about time for a song? Our dialogue is leaky.
Yes, a little bit it is. I think you're right. Lucky I just happen to have a tune handy. It's a bouncy, popular cowboy thing called Hair of Gold. John Scott, let's saddle old Paint and get to going there, huh?
I came down from West Vancouver for a little change of scene, and I stopped a day in Santa Fe where I met a pretty queen. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine, prettiest gal I ever knew, and I'm gonna make her mine. Oh, I planned to leave on Monday, but she held me kind of tight. So I held my ground and I hung around, and I left on Friday night. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine, the prettiest gal I ever knew, and I'm gonna make her mine. I was kind of blue and lonely, so I took my horse and pack. And on Sunday morn I was up and gone, heading south and riding back. At the gate I found her waiting, I was happy as could be. Then I told her that I loved her too, and she said that she loved me. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine, the prettiest gal I ever knew, and I'm gonna make her mine. Oh, I'm gonna make that pretty little gal with hair of gold and eyes of blue and lips like cherry wine all mine.
Well, that was very nice, Bing.
Thank you, Bill.
What happens now?
Bill, I want to tell you, this is the spot where Ken Carpenter usually talks about Philco.
Oh, the commercial.
Mm-hmm, yes, Bill. And when Ken reads the commercial, it makes the Philco people very happy, and they send him $4. He gives me two of it, and we're all happy.
Say, there's big money in radio, isn't there?
Yes, there is if you have wonderful products to sell like Philco has.
Well, I'll say one thing, Bing. The new Philco radio phonograph that plays the long-playing records is really sensational.
Oh, then you've heard about it. You know it plays regular standard records automatically, too?
Sure, I know all about it.
Well, then give us a commercial.
I'll be glad to. Give me the $4.
Well, I don't pay the $4. You see, you get that from the Philco people.
Oh, and when I get the $4, I give you $2 of it.
That's right.
Why?
Well, I got to get something for coming down here. After all, I sing, I talk, I play the drums, I sweep up the studio,
well,
I put
if
on
you
fancy
can,
clothes,
if you can,
dress up like an Indian, jump
yes,
up and down around like a madman.
A...
I got to get a couple of bucks.
Well, if you can press a suit of clothes, I'll give you $2 of my $4 as soon as I get it. As soon as you press my suit.
Well, Bill, I just don't happen to have my iron with me today.
Oh.
But I give you my word, the moment we get back to the hotel, I'll have your suit looking so pretty, no one will ever know it was slept in. Now, let's have the commercial. Come along now.
Okay.
Huh? Remember, be very, very forceful and aggressive.
Right.
Dynamic.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, you should see what Philco's gone and done. Jiminy crickets, these new radio phonographs that play the new long-playing records are just out of this world. They're super, they're duper, they'll knock you for a looper.
Hold it, Bill, Bill.
Hear the new Philco radio phonograph for the listening thrill of your life. Do it today. Do it now. Go.
Bill,
that's
Bill.
The way to... Keep
Bill.
Going. Go right
that's
down.
That's enough, that's enough. You've done the job, you get the $4.
Stand back, I want to try it for $8.
Get it. Hold it, Mr. Gosh. Your time is up. Give him a box of Snickers, somebody. Here's a rather nice tune called It's Magic. It's been sung with great understanding by Miss Doris Day, chanteuse, on the Bob Hope program. Dear Bob, chanteuse means a lady singer, I think.
You sigh, the song begins. You speak and I hear violins. It's magic. The stars desert the skies and rush to nestle in your eyes. It's magic. Without a golden wand or mystic charm, fantastic things begin. When I am in your arms, when we walk hand in hand, the world becomes a wonderland. It's magic. How else can I explain those rainbows when there is no rain? It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? When in my heart I know the magic is my love for you.
Lovelier of the young flicker phlegm, Thems, is a pretty girl with whom I've worked before. She's not only decorous to any diggings, but she's a vocalist of considerable charm. It's always fun to talk to, sing with, and present Miss Marilyn Maxwell.
you, Chief Mumble Voice.
No, Thunder Voice.
Oh, Thunder Voice.
Nice of you to come up here, Marilyn. Come to Canada with us to do this benefit for the Sunset Memorial Center. I certainly hope you're having a good time, enjoying yourself.
Oh, Vancouver's a wonderful place. It's Canada's chief port and third largest city. It has one of the finest natural harbors in the world. It's a 1941 population of 275,353. And is a terminus of the Canadian Pacific and Canadian National Railways.
No other city can make that statement. You certainly have all the facts and figures, Marilyn. By the way, tell me something.
What?
Is that figure of yours a fact?
Yes, Bing, is yours?
Well, all except the feathers. They're nude. Anyhow, Marilyn, shall we segue out of this repartee into some sort of a light little number, a little ditty?
Oh, I'd love to.
Well, how about doing a duet we did when you were just a little girl and I was a pale face?
Well, we did quite a few songs together. Which one will it be, Bing?
Well, I rather think Side by Side would be sort of a snug selection.
Well, so do I. Shall we?
Let's do it. John?
We ain't got a barrel of money.
Maybe we're ragged and funny.
But we'll travel along, singing a song, side by side.
Don't know what's coming tomorrow.
Maybe it's trouble and sorrow.
But we'll travel the road, sharing our load, side by side.
Through all kinds of weather, what if the sky should fall?
Just as long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all.
When they've all had their quarrels and parted, we'll be the same as we started. Just a traveling along, singing a song, side by side. Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money. Could be we're ragged and funny. But we'll travel along, singing a song, side by side.
Don't know what's coming tomorrow.
Jump the devil.
Maybe it's trouble and sorrow.
Back off, trouble,
but
back off.
Travel the road, sharing our load, side by side.
Through all kinds of weather, what if the sky should fall?
Just as long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all.
When they've all had their quarrels and parted, we'll be the same as we started. Just a traveling along, singing a song, side by side. Side by side.
Thank you, Marilyn. That was wonderful. Thank you, Marilyn. Don't go away. Stand by for additional chores at a later moment. At this moment, I want to conjure up a little introduction for an Academy Award-winning celluloid celebrity who has spent a number of years toiling with me in the cinema vineyards at Paramount Studio. He's the handsome, debonair star who lost a weekend and thereby found an Oscar. Mr. Ray Milland. Oh, thank you, Bing. Oh, Ray, I'm glad to see you. You finally got here, huh? You know you missed rehearsal.
No, I'm sorry, Bing, but I was delayed. I stepped off the curb in front of the Vancouver Hotel, and I was run over by a Pontiac.
Well, don't worry about it. You'll be an Indian chief in the morning. Ray, I haven't seen you for months. Where you been keeping yourself?
Well, I've been on a sort of a forced vacation, Bing. I've been kind of rambling around. I took a trip back home to England this summer.
Well, that's right. Jack Benny told me he saw you. Said he ran into you in Piccadilly Circus, I think.
Yes, he was selling shoelaces, I think.
Oh, that Jack's always on his toes, isn't he? Except when he's buying a ticket to a movie, then he's on his knees.
Say, Bing, look, I'm kind of shy, you know, and...
Yeah.
You have a beautiful girl in this show, Marilyn Maxwell, and I'd like to meet her right now. Pronto.
Shy, he says. Ray, if I were you, I wouldn't breathe too deeply of this vigorous Pacific Northwest air that might really upset
you. Am I going to meet her or not?
You certainly are. How do you do, Mr. Milan?
Oh, just fine. You can call me Ray.
And you know Bill Gargan, Ray?
Yeah, but I don't want to talk to him now. Not right now. Anyway. Hiya, Ray. Having a good time? Oh, yeah. Yes, oh, what a town. And I stepped out of my plane at the airport. There must have been at least 2,000 people rushed up to meet me.
Oh, I know. It's wonderful. When my yacht docked here at Vancouver, it took the police an hour and a half to clear a path for me through the cheering throng.
Very big you went, huh?
Mm-hmm. You should have heard the tremendous, tumultuous ovation I received when my private Pullman car rolled into Victoria Station.
Say, Bing, what kind of a reception did you get when you arrived?
The bus station is a complete wreck. It's a shambles, really.
Bing, I can't believe it. A man in your position riding on a bus.
You kidding? That's how he got in that position, riding on a bus.
Here, here now.
You know, Bing, I read in the papers that you were confused and rather frightened by the crowd that met you.
Me, confused and frightened? Ray, that's so ridiculous, so fantastic. They should see my house on bath night.
I don't like to harp on this, Bing, but I also read that you didn't smile for the photographers when you came through the customs inspection.
How could I smile with two cartons of Chesterfields in my mouth?
But you don't smoke, Bing.
Of course not.
Now they tell me. Anyhow, we're all having a grand time in Vancouver, and tomorrow Stan Thomas and the committee have arranged a wonderful fishing trip for us. The salmon are running, you know.
Oh, I just can't wait to hear the patter of their little feet.
What a life. Radio sure is a soft touch, right?
Say, Ray, how come you don't have a radio program?
Well, I can't. I haven't got anything to give away.
I know. I know what you mean, Ray. You got to come up with some loot on a program these days.
You could do a new kind of show, Ray. Call it Stop the Money and Give Away Music.
No, Bill, if I did a radio show, I'd like to do something fairly dramatic, say a detective thing.
I don't know, Ray. Bill Gargan here did a detective show for 2.5 years. Ross Dolan detective.
Oh, what happened to your show, Bill?
I lost it. I couldn't find a sponsor. Some detective, huh?
Oh, you were a good detective,
you
Bill.
You darn tootin' you were, Bill. I thought your show was just swell.
Now they tell me.
But, you know, if I did a detective show, I'd like to be a Canadian detective. Sort of a cross between a Mountie and a gumshoe. My horse would wear Keds.
Tennis, anyone?
Ooh. Well, Ray, would you like to show us what your detective program would be like?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
John Scott, grab your baton and give us some Milan mood music. Detective stuff, you know, John?
You know who I am, but in case you don't know who I am, I'll tell you who I am. So the next time I say you know who I am, you'll know who I am without my telling you who I am. I'm Ray Milan, Private Mounted Eye. You can tell my eye is mounted because of the little saddlebags underneath. I want to tell you about a caper I was on this weekend. I was sitting in my office reading a police report on a big theft at Vancouver Harbor. Someone had stolen Vancouver Harbor. The police were looking for a man with a large sponge. I left my office and headed straight for the only man in all of Canada who could help me. He was out. So I went to see Chief Thundervoice, the world-renowned Indian guide.
Well, I've been guiding Indians for now on to 45 years.
Chief, I've got a problem and I need your help.
Problem? Problem can wait. First, me send report to police headquarters by smoke signal.
A smoke signal, eh? But why have you got two fires going?
Me make carbon copy. Keep clever Indian.
All right, you two, stay where you are.
Just a minute, who are you?
I'm Ross Dolan, detective.
What do you want?
A sponsor.
You know, suddenly I looked up and she walked in.
Maland, I've got to see you.
Oh, she was beautiful. Her hair was the color of draft beer. Oh, yes. She really had a head on her shoulders. I could tell she was in trouble.
Maland, I've got to see you. I've been told that you can be trusted.
Who told you?
My big, tough husband.
Look, if you've got a big, tough husband, I can be trusted.
I used to have a small, weak husband.
Oh, now she tells me. What seems to be your trouble, sweetheart?
My husband's trying to kill me.
Why should he want to kill you? You're so beautiful. You're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen up north. You're not bad looking a little further south, either. How do you get such a beautiful complexion?
Well, every morning I take a milk shower.
A milk shower? How do you do that?
I have a very tall cow.
Well, let's keep trying, madam.
Oh, will you help me, Mr. Maland? If you find out who's trying to kill me, I'll give you anything I've got. Anything, do you hear?
I hear. Now, take the case if you'll give me anything you've got.
You will?
Yes. All my life, I've wanted a very tall cow.
Aho!
Ray and everybody, powerful piece of dramaturgy, wasn't it?
Robert.
Now, Bill Gargan, here's a commercial. I dub you Chief Filcobird. Read it loud and clear, huh, Chief?
Okay, Thunder Voice. I want to tell the world about the new Philco phonograph that plays the 45-minute record. Of course, it doesn't play only a 45-minute record. No, sir, it plays all your regular records, too. And it's got Philco's slick automatic record changer, same as usual. But this 45-minute record is really a deal. Now, get this. You take this record, looks just like a regular 12-inch record, and put it on your new Philco. And boom, like that, you've got all the music you would get from a 6-record symphony album. No more juggling records to get them stacked right. With this new Philco, it's all there on one record. You're set. The only blessed thing you have to do is turn the record over once. And listen, I'm not strictly the long hair type, but believe me, this new Philco phonograph really sings to you. And not only symphonies. You can set yourself up a whole concert of dance or dinner music on just one long playing record. So take a listen at your Philco dealer now. Get yourself the newest thing in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.
Here's a song called Tree in the Meadow. It's been on the hit parade for Lowell these many weeks. I'd like to have another go at it, and for insurance, I've engaged the services of Joe Venuti and his magic Santo Seraphim.
There's a tree in the meadow where the stream drifting by And carved upon that tree I see, I love you till I die. I shall always remember the love in your eyes, the day you carved upon that tree, I love you till I die. But further on down Lover's Lane, a silhouette I see. I know you're kissing someone else. How I wish that it were me by that tree in a meadow. My thoughts always lie, and wherever you go, you'll always know I love you till I die.
Right there. Third seat in. Well, I'm glad you came back. That about does it for this session, folks, but I want to say that we're all very happy to have had this opportunity to come up to Vancouver and do a little towards starting the ball rolling to raise funds for the Sunset Memorial Center. Children here in Canada, as well as in every other country, need recreational facilities. It's up to all of us to provide them. The month of September is designated as National Youth Week, which, as you know, and I know, the care and the proper upbringing of children is an all-the-year-round job.
Right you are, Bing. Say, by the way, I almost forgot. I read your hunting story in the Saturday Evening Post this week. Very interesting.
Well, you saw the Post, huh, Bill?
Where were you hunting, Bill?
Bing. You're Ray. He's Bill.
I know. Anyway, where were you hunting?
I was hunting up in northern Alberta, Ray.
Oh, yes. I'm going up there next year to shoot an elephant.
Ray, I don't want to appear as too much of a critic, you know, or an expert or captious fellow, but it will be impossible for you to shoot an elephant in northern Alberta.
All right, I'll shoot him in the leg.
Trap me into that. You really trapped me, boy.
What happens on the show next week, Bing?
Well, Marilyn, next week we're going to be in my hometown, Spokane, Washington. And in addition to you, our guest will be the very popular song and dance man of Mother Wore Tights and other great 20th Century Fox pictures, Mr. Dan Daly.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Isn't that great?
Good night, Bing.
Good night, Marilyn. Good night, folks, and thanks very much.
This program is produced and transcribed in Canada by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter, and his orchestra, and Bing's guests, Dan Daly and Marilyn Maxwell. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the newest thing in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.
You're great. Thank you.